Drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class for a Monday coming your way here on KGYM. Coming up, Mike Halas will join us. It was a wild and wacky world of sports over the weekend. We will kick that around and a whole lot more. It's coming up next here on KGYM. Was that the sound of your bracket going crazy Sunday afternoon? Various times, anyway, throughout the day on Sunday. Good afternoon.
Again, I missed that.
Oh, I'm not going to do it again, Mark.
Okay.
It's a one-time deal. It's probably breaking a lot of FCC rules, so I'm not going to do it again. I don't want to get in trouble with Chris and everybody on the other side of the building. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of Cedar Rapids Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer, Jim Klass, coming your way for a Monday here on KGYM at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Thank you very much for joining us here on a Monday. And a lot of things to get to. What a weekend it was. You had NCAA wrestling. You had NCAA basketball going on. High drama in the Magic Kingdom, or around the Magic Kingdom anyway. And brackets just being blown up all over the place. I texted you yesterday, Mark. I believe I said 4:17 was the time of death for my bracket
you
yesterday.
You did indeed, yep.
Mm-hmm. As Michigan State fell in their second round game. But we'll get to this coming up. It was the most crazy, and I have the numbers to prove it, weekend, first weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament that we have had since the new format was unveiled back in the year 2001 when we went to the first four format. That was the year that that happened. Do you enjoy it? Do you hate it? And that is our poll question coming your way at KGYMradio.com today also. First thing we have to do here is welcome in a brand new presenting sponsor, as far as the gym class is concerned. And a big thank you and a big shout out going to our friends over at Third Base Brewery on Blair's Ferry Road, just north of Rockwell Collins Complex in Cedar Rapids. Great place to go lunch, whether you're a Rockwell employee or not. And they are locally owned and operated. You can meet up with friends and family over there for quick lunch, catch the game after work. Bringing the family in for an affordable, delicious meal. Thank you very much to the Third Base Brewery. They are the brand-new presenting sponsor of the gym class at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Great place to go, and we appreciate Third Base coming on board, and hopefully it'll be a long-term relationship. At any rate, happy to have you aboard and encourage people to drop in and enjoy what they have going on there at Third Base.
Yeah, and great place to go watch the NCAA tournament or any sporting event, certainly. 7 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. And like I said, this was maybe the most contentious weekend as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. Upsets up and down the line. Of course, it starts with the everyone's favorite now, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Oh, by the way, they were at Carver-Hawkeye Arena a couple times. I think they were in Ames a couple times as well over the years. One of those teams that basically spends the first month of their season on the road because they go around and play a lot of Power 5 teams and a lot of big conference teams and pick up some checks to help out the athletic department a little bit. Well, they didn't do that in this case, as they knocked off Virginia, and it was an upset, yes. It was a beatdown over the Virginia Cavaliers. I mean, this thing was not even close. And, of course, then people went to social networking and started to make this even bigger than it was. Like some people saying, bigger than the Miracle on Ice. No, it's not. It is pretty big, though, and now Virginia can lay claim to probably the two biggest upsets in college basketball history, because I still remember it was shrouded in the cover of darkness the first time they were upset in 1982 by Chaminade. That was way back in the infancy of the Maui Invitational. Number one Virginia took on Chaminade with Ralph Sampson back in 1982, but that game was played in the wee hours of the morning on the mainland. Mm-hmm. And nobody really knew about it until 2 days later.
No Twitter,
no internet, nothing like that in 1982. This one everybody knew about pretty quickly. And it was, like I said, it was a beatdown.
Well, two of the biggest upsets, not only that one, Baltimore County, and you had Buffalo not only beating Arizona on last second shot, those two games were routes. Is the NCAA tournament ever going to be the same? Every year, the 16 seeds are announced. Who's the next Baltimore County? One of the last, eventful things to happen in sports, at least in basketball, the 16 beating the 1 in its history. At Baltimore County will forever be remembered as that team that at least was the first one, now may not be the last.
It conquered one of the last bars as far as sports is concerned. And I've been trying to rack my brain over the last couple hours and just to go through things. What's left out there to conquer now as far as the sports world is concerned? Yeah, you know what's going to happen? Yeah, Maryland, Baltimore County winning the first round game, Loyola getting into the Sweet 16. So what's the NCAA tournament committee going to do? They're going to find a way to even make quadrants even bigger next year, so keep some more mid-majors and lower conference teams out of there.
Well, there were stories all over the place, and I guess thinking back in our discussions during the regular season among ourselves, between ourselves and with Kevin Lehman on Thursdays, we said all along, you don't want to face your NCAA bracket. Because of all the things that happened during the regular season, surprises. I mean, you not only had UMBC and Buffalo, Marshall winning a first-round game, Loyola winning two, Syracuse, which people didn't think should be in the tournament.
Was the last team in the tournament.
Is now in the Sweet 16, beating Michigan State. Nevada, a couple of buzzer beaters. I mean, it's... I guess it shows the growing parity in men's basketball, unlike the women's game. Mm-hmm. Hashtag UConn.
Yeah, they won a little bit over the weekend. 319-366-1600, your reactions to the first weekend of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. What'd you think out there? And that ties in with our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway
as well. It does. How do you prefer your Sweet 16? Would you prefer it Cinderella-filled or top-seed heavy? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I did the research, Mark, and again, if you'd like to chime in, love to hear from you on the text line, the Hurtina Stacker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600, or you can just give us a call at 319-366-1600. Since the year 2001, and that was the first year that the first four came in. Now, there was just one game back then for the first four in Dayton. And assigning a number that corresponds with the seed for each team that gets into the Sweet 16, this has been the most topsy-turvy one in the history of the NCAA tournament, at least from the first four to now. If you added up all the seeds together, it comes up to 85 for the Sweet 16 seeds for this year, which outdistances 2013, which was the last time we had a topsy-turvy first weekend. You remember back, that was Florida Gulf Coast, Dunk City making their appearance. That was Wichita State getting to the Final Four that year before they vacated the Missouri Valley Conference. Oh, by the way, the Missouri Valley. You want a sure thing in your brackets for the next few years? What, 9 years in a row or something like that, the Mo Valley? or nine games, something like that. It's crazy, the Mo Valley teams, how well they have done. And this year, you've got an 85 for 2018 for the Sweet 16 seeds, if you added them all up. 81 was in 2013. If you want a year that was the most chalkish, that would be 2009, when it only added up to a 49. Mm. Very few upsets back in 2009.
This is the Sweet 16?
Sweet 16.
Okay.
Yeah, when you add them all together right there. So it's only one year was really even close, and I think Florida Gulf Coast was something like a 15 that year or something like that, and they won a couple of games back in 2013. And then next year was 2011. That was the year VCU made the famous run to was behind Shaka Smart all the way through the tournament.
4702 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line. I love upsets. I want all double-digit seeds in the Final Four.
Well, I do now because I'm completely out of this thing. So, yeah.
God, get in touch if you're not completely out of it. I'm going to assume pretty much.
No one has a perfect ESPN
Virginia,
bracket.
Arizona.
That's gone.
No, that was gone when Arizona got beat, right?
Yeah, it was
or
gone.
Or if not, when Virginia got beat.
Yeah, when Virginia got beat.
I mean, the right-hand side with the East and Midwest, I mean, contrastly, it's pretty close to chalk. You've got Nova and Duke and Kansas and Purdue all still alive. Texas Tech moving on. I mean, Michigan State's out, but it's so much different than the left side of the bracket.
Yeah, no doubt. 319-366-1600, you'd like to chime in on things here and with all the upsets going on. Of course, the women's bracket, we mentioned UConn set records over the weekend with their demolition in their first-round game. The Iowa women falling out in Los Angeles at Pauley Pavilion, falling to a good Creighton team in a game that was just nip and tuck the whole way. And Creighton led by a former West Des Moines Dowling product in that particular game. But good year for Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes. Megan Gustafson will be back next year. Hopefully a healthy Taniya Davis. Four good recruits coming in, including Logan Cook from Iowa City West. And big things, I think, are in the offing if everyone stays healthy and continues to get better. Megan Gustafson needs some help, certainly, around her next year. And it'll be interesting because Megan Gustafson's numbers are going to go down next year. Is there any way you can't see her numbers going down next year, Mark?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, if everyone stays healthy, Taniya Davis comes back in there, Mackenzie Meyer, people like that.
Creighton did a nice job on her, and she still had a big game.
She still had almost 30 points and 15, 16 rebounds in there. But she's going to average a double-double next year, but you're not going to see the gaudy numbers, I think, as far as a game in and game out, because Iowa's not going to probably, hopefully, have need her as much. And I know Jeff Linder wrote about that in his piece today in the Gazette.
You know, as much parity there is in the men's game, the women's game is, I don't want to say it's a joke, but it's an exercise leading up to UConn winning the championship, isn't it? I know Mississippi State.
I think your volume is up, Mari. Shame on you for having the volume on your computer up.
I know Mississippi State knocked off UConn in the semis last year, but that's a rarity. And UConn won its first round game 140-52 over St. Francis of Pennsylvania. This tournament is too big. I mean, I know you want to make it as equal to the men as possible, but until other teams step up and, you know, rise to the level of UConn, it's going to be a joke. It's just an exercise in, you know, leading up to a UConn championship. Is an 88-point victory good for women's basketball?
It's not good for anything.
There are a lot of people who think it's not, that women's basketball took a step backward with that result over the weekend. But they're just that good.
They are very good. 319-366-1600. 1600. You had the men's, you had the women's, you had wrestling on Saturday night. We'll talk more about this with Mark Ironside coming up on Wednesday when we talk with him here in studio. But good weekend for the Hawkeyes. Good three-day run for Iowa. Finished fourth in the Big Tens, finished third at the national tournament in Cleveland. So good job by the Hawkeyes over the weekend.
I thought an excellent job. And Tom Brands, of course, is going to say not completely satisfied. That's what wrestling coaches, particularly Brands and others, say and do. But I'm sure when Tom Brands' head hit the pillow after the championships on Saturday night, inside he had to feel pretty satisfied, because this is a team that was ranked seventh, I believe, and finished third with five All-Americans and one national champion in Spencer Lee. What a great performance that was. And it's a young team. Other squads have young wrestlers coming back as well, but Iowa's got 80-some points coming back from this year's team. And as K.J. Pilcher pointed out this morning, there's red shirts coming too.
Absolutely.
That could very well step into this lineup and fortify it next year. So, Mark Ironside sat to my left all year, every Wednesday, preaching bonus points. And finally, Iowa came through with bonus points in this national championship, almost 30, I think, which is huge. And I think Mark will say the same thing on Wednesday.
Spencer Lee getting the championship in his true freshman season. One of two freshmen to collect championships on Saturday night. The young man from Cornell also getting a championship. Team race came right down to the wire between Penn State and Ohio State. And one of the craziest moves Bo Nickel put on an Ohio State-Penn State head-to-head matchup there. Looked like he was the one that was going to be pinned, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And in about 5 seconds, I'm going to ask Mark about that move. Hopefully he won't show it on us. But they interviewed Bo Nickel afterwards and said, I've been doing that since I was 6 years old.
It kind of reminded me, although not entirely, remember that classic picture of Chris Taylor? Again, I don't know who it was, but Taylor looked to be in perfect position. And the other wrestler had almost a smile on his face, and he ended up pinning Chris Taylor. That's an iconic photo if you've never seen it. But, Nickel, the outstanding wrestler of the tournament, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and, people are saying that Iowa, next year, chance to maybe move up the ladder a little bit, and then maybe in 2020 a chance to contend for the championship, for the title. And no one likes third place finishes anyway. That'll be the first thing they'll tell you down at the Iowa Wrestling Room. But like I said, I think behind the scenes they're pretty happy with the way this one went, because Ohio State had a team for the ages.
Isn't that so weird, though? Because if you told somebody the Iowa men or the football team is going to finish in the top three in the nation one year, that'd be over the moon, wouldn't it? And in wrestling, it doesn't mean squat a lot of people.
Yeah, you're right.
72-95, Tom isn't satisfied. Their goal was a national title. Iowa wants to be beating Penn State now, and they can in the coming years.
I would agree with that. Ohio State will take a little bit of a back pedal, not much, but a little bit next year. Michigan is going to be a team that's going to be on the rise. Mark talked about Rutgers. They're on the rise a little bit. And Penn State's going to be Penn State. That's all there is to it at this point. And over 100,000 in 3 days over at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland to watch wrestling. So that Ohioans come out and watch wrestling. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it was great crowds and great show from what I saw on TV and listened to on the radio. And it was... hats off to Cleveland. We'll hear what Mark had to say about the reception they got in Cleveland. But all intents and purposes, based on the numbers and whatnot, terrific venue.
Yeah. We're getting ready to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit on the gym class. A few more things to get to, but we're going to take a quick break, come back. A reminder that we have today and all this week in preparation of opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Colonels back in action against Quad Cities. That will be on opening day. That is a 5 o'clock game, and that's going to be Saturday, April 7th, and Sunday, April the 8th. And we got tickets for that weekend that we're going to give you a chance to win. Coming up, our double play giveaway with the gym class all this week. Not one, but two pair of tickets to two different winners each day this week. So don't call right now, but we've got the tickets for you coming up here in just a little bit. We will take a break, come back, talk a little bit more about the weekend that was. Mike Halas will join us as well around the corner after this, KGYM.
We are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. A tree is a thing of beauty until it ends up on your house, car, or head.
Out! Out!
Unfortunately, all trees die, and when they do, they fall on your house, car, and head.
We need a medic!
That's where Frank's Tree Service comes in. They'll come look at your trees for free. Frank's Tree Service is a lot cheaper than a carpenter to fix the hole in your house, a body shop to fix your car, and a doctor to fix the hole in your head.
Start CPR.
Frank's Tree Service offers 24-hour emergency service or preventative care at 319-366-4747. That's 319-366-4747.
Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is filling Cedar Rapids area positions for delivery drivers and driver trainees. Delivery driver applicants must hold or be able to obtain a Class A CDL during the training period. You can make a competitive wage. We are offering a hiring bonus for Class A certified CDL holders. Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is also hiring full-time merchandisers to provide merchandising support to retail stores. Apply online or get more information at dpsg.com/careers. Put your hard work and innovation to work and get rewarded for it with Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit. Gym class coming away for a Monday here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today, 319-366-1600. Good news for one of our own, Landon Castle, Cedar Rapids native, has been given the nod to get back into the car on the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series. Hoping to connect with Landon as well, perhaps as early as tomorrow. As Landon is going to be driving for, I believe it's Starcom Racing, is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Starcom Racing, and that will start this week in Martinsville as they go from Super Speedways to the short tracks over in Martinsville, Virginia, the flat half mile over there, kind of reminiscent of something down the street here a little bit. Maybe that's why Landon got the nod for this week.
Near as we can tell, it's a two-ride deal. For Martinsville and Texas with this Starcom team that's headed by Derek Cope, former Daytona 500 winner, who is basically races a little part-time now. But he's got a two-car team. It was he and Jeffrey Starcom parted ways over the weekend, paving the way for Landon to get a couple races in. And just one day I'd like to see, you know, this isn't a top flight team, right? Let's be frank about it.
Right.
But it is a ride. And just once I'd like to see Landon get a long-term or decent-term ride with a top flight team that has the equipment.
And the manpower.
And the resources. Yeah.
And the resources.
And to see what he could do, because he's in almost 300 NASCAR races, he's put together a very nice career, but hasn't got to the winner's circle.
Been close a few times, especially on restrictor plate tracks. No
Been
doubt
very
about
good on
that.
Them. Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what he can do here. And like I said, we've reached out to Landon. Hopefully we'll get him on coming up in the next couple of days or so. And before we get to Mike Halas, got to talk about golf over the weekend. Star-studded down at the Magic Kingdom, or outside the Magic Kingdom at Bay Hill, the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Zach didn't have a greatest Sunday in the world, but was in the top 20 for most of the four-day run.
Spent about 80 grand on 18 with a double bogey.
Yeah, he did, unfortunately. But hopefully Zach can get everything rounded into shape before Augusta comes up here in a couple of weeks down the line. They got match play this week, and then they go to the Shell Houston Open, and then it's the Masters right around the corner, which we want to let you know. We got another year of Caddy Smack coming your way with you and me and Rick and Brian Haas, and so that's going to be fun. That'll be coming up in the offing anyway. But star-studded leaderboard, you had Tiger up there, and no matter what you think or whatever the case may be, he was setting the golf world on fire. He got within one, and then I don't know if it was him or LaCava said pull the driver in 16, and that was not the thing to do.
Yeah, he hit it way out of bounds and ended up making bogey there. Actually, he bogeyed his last three holes to finish in tie for fifth place. And second straight week, Tiger has placed in the top 10, which is pretty nice for any golfer, let alone for Tiger coming back from injuries and not having many rounds under his belt. But take Tiger out of the equation, you had Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson, coming down the wire with a youngster like Bryson DeChambeau. It was great theater, and Rory McIlroy just put on a hell of a show on the last 7 or 9 holes and ended up with the tournament championship. And, I'm tired of the questions. Is Tiger back?
Tiger's back.
Tiger's back. A guy finishes in the top 10 2 weeks in a row and has done quite well in his return. Yeah, he's back, but some people won't feel he's completely back until he wins the tournament. You got to remember, he's, what, 42, 43 years old? It's not ancient by any means, especially with the shape he's in. I think he's going to win again, but I think people grow impatient and want him to win right away, and that's kind of Tiger's fault because he whetted their appetite the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he did, and people have flocked. That's certainly the case, to the point of Rory McIlroy saying over the weekend that he believes, anyway, something needs to be done about crowd control at golf events, that it's getting out of hand.
He's talking about drinking, basically.
Yes.
He wants a two-drink minimum or something.
Yep, he wants to see alcohol sales curtailed a little bit. And it's one of those, if you've ever seen the movie Happy Gilmore, it's one of those problems that Happy Gilmore showed very much. When you get Tiger, when you get Happy Gilmore, I mean, I know they're not, it's fictitious, it's a movie, whatever. But the circus is in town when Tiger is there. And you get a lot of people that aren't golfers, that are out on the course, that don't know how to behave. I'm not saying you have to be prim and proper, except for at Augusta, because they will take you down. I've seen it. They will take you down. There's no yelling at Augusta.
Well, Justin Thomas complained last week, was it, at the Valspar, that some fans, when he gets the tee box, I hope you hit in the water, hope you hit in the bunker type thing. These guys so thin-skinned that they can't deal with it?
Well, I think to a certain extent, you could say yes, but when it gets personal, it's the same thing as refereeing. You can complain all you want, but when it gets personal, then you got to start calling technicals. And you know, Rory said there, and Sergio and Rory have both said that there have been people in the gallery that have said things about their girlfriends / wives. And when it gets personal like that, there's no need for that in the world of sports, especially in golf, when you could be within 5 feet of somebody. You don't need that. If you want to yell something stupid after a shot is hit, then I don't like it, but whatever.
Identify him, bring him to Rory, and have him meet face to face and see if that person says the same thing.
Exactly.
Doubtful.
Exactly. Or kick him out when they do something like that. Listen, not every event can be the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And we talked about this before. You have one of those and it's fine. It's great. It's great for golf. But not every week can be like that.
1121 on the text line. A two-drink minimum, John Daly wouldn't play anymore.
I like that. I like that. And playing very well. 333, we're going to get to Mike Halas coming up here. Hey, before we get to that, and we're going to try to I've had a few people reach out to me as far as this is concerned, and maybe and I'd like to do something on it before the premiere comes around. But it was great to see the local premiere of the Miracle Season movie yesterday down at the Englert in Iowa City. I know Helen Hunt wasn't there and William Hurt was not there as well, but the Iowa City West volleyball team, most of them made it back for that. And it was just a neat Sunday afternoon in Iowa City yesterday to see that. If you don't know what it is, it's the movie based on the book about Iowa City West winning the 2011 volleyball championship after Caroline Found was tragically killed in the moped accident.
Found's father was there yesterday and had mixed emotions about going, but after having been there, according to an article in the Gazette that I read, said it's really not a documentary on Caroline's life. It's more about the team and circumstances surrounding. I didn't see the movie. I know Jeff Linder of the Gazette was there, and media are embargoed until the movie hits theaters across the nation and the world in April. So, anxious to see it, really. Like the final season, the Norway story. I was anxious to see that just because it's local, kind of.
Right.
I'm not sure it did very well across the country, but I think this one will.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. Don't forget we've got the Colonels tickets to give away for you on the program today, but we're going to talk to Mike Halas when we return. Plenty to discuss with Mike. We'll do it when we come back. You're listening to the Monday edition of the Gym Class 334 here on KGYM. Back after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We've reached it, the point where Tuesdays can only get better with more of America's favorite boneless wings. So here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we invented Boneless Tuesdays. When you buy an order of boneless wings and get a second order free, that's twice the wings and twice the sauces. Every basket counts, and on Tuesdays, every basket of boneless wings counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary it even makes Golic look cool.
Yes, it does. And a totally updated fitness center that even has Wingo feeling like a workout.
I'm ripped. Plus plenty of comfortable spaces to hang out.
Yep, this La Quinta look definitely has a vibe of victory.
So you can just relax, refresh, and get ready for your next big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95, plus get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn 200 bonus O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
337, back with you on the Gym Class, Monday edition on KGYM. We're having a meeting in here, meeting of the minds, to try to hang something up here in the studio. Carol, you don't run from an open microphone. Come on. Killing us out there. Ah, my goodness. My goodness. The things that we go through behind the scenes. 319-366-1600, Gym Class being presented by Third Base Sports Bar. Here today, corner Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. And to talk some sports with us. Mike Halas, sports columnist from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Also, of course, we encourage you to follow him on Twitter at Halas. That's H-L-A-S. Give him a follow out there. Now, what a crazy sports weekend it was, Mike. It's one of the best of the year, bar none. Just, you know, if things went chalk, if you will. But I don't think anybody saw the madness coming that they took in over the weekend.
Well, if they did see it coming, they'd be just incredibly wealthy right now if they had any sense.
True.
It seems to me like last year was pretty chalky. I don't remember it. I don't remember one year or the next very well. But I think there were a lot of complaints that it was boring in the first couple of days.
It was chalky last year.
Yeah, well, this year it was something else. Whatever the opposite of chalk is, it was Crayolas or something. It was goofy, but I loved it.
Mike, I want to pick up on something you talked about last week in regards to the Iowa Boys State Tournament. And I think you made a comment, something along the lines of, there are players everywhere. And as I watched the first two rounds of the NCAA Men's Tournament, and I guess we should have known by now, there are just players everywhere in this country. I mean, that 5 foot something, 100 and something pound guard for UMBC, he's a player, and he can make a difference. And I thinking to myself, I'm sure there's a lot of programs out there thinking, why couldn't we get a player like him or like him or like him? Did you make the same observation?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if that's the player, but one of their key players is from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and sometimes you just fall into kids. I mean, the best player on Loyola's team is somebody who transferred from Iowa State.
Right.
He was going to be playing a Power 5 conference. Well, he tried Ames for 1 year, and it didn't fit with him. That's Clayton Custer. He goes to Loyola, and he's the Missouri Valley Conference's Player of the Year and, you know, makes the shot that puts him in the Sweet 16. What's the difference between that guy and maybe somebody who's rated just a little higher in the recruiting rankings? Well, it's paper thin sometimes.
It really is. And to start with Loyola, great story right there, even if it wasn't for Custer coming through. But to represent the Missouri Valley and just reading more about the Missouri Valley, that's a pretty good team, pretty good league to put your marbles behind if you're trying to win a first-round game in the NCAA tournament. But that's a Loyola team that wouldn't even have made the tournament if they would have gotten beat, upset by Illinois State in the final.
No, and it's the old argument, are they doing the smaller conferences injustices when they, you know, fill out that bracket, the committee? I kind of think they do. Syracuse was the last team put into the tournament, and they won three games, you know, since Wednesday. So it's hard to tell who's right or who's wrong. I just, you know, had Loyola gone to the NIT, that would have been an injustice, but it could have happened had they not won their conference. You look at a team like Nevada, they probably, I think they would have been in no matter what, but it shouldn't have even been a question. And then you see what they did. Like, you know what? You put Nevada in the Big Ten, and that's a competitive team. That's probably a 500 team. I mean, Nebraska was in fourth place in the Big Ten. Are you telling me that Nevada wasn't as good as Nebraska?
Mm-hmm.
So there's snobbishness. It never goes away. It's part of life in all walks of life, bigger or smaller or less renowned. So there are a lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of us really enjoy it when you get a bracket that's completely blown to bits like this one, and you've got Arizona and North Carolina and Michigan State and Virginia, UCLA, all in pieces, while Loyola's, which today I saw Loyola had to wait for volleyball practice to get over with so it could have its basketball court. You know, and that's great. Good. Stay hungry. You know, stay a little ticked off. And meanwhile, North Carolina and their you know, the billion-dollar programs, they can all just sit and watch and eat their hearts out.
Well, they're back in class now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I guess, you know.
I think.
But you know what happens is what usually happens is class will tell, and you'll end up with your Dukes and Kansases and Kentuckys. But there's a lot of leeway this time now. I mean, one side of that bracket is so messed up that you can't help but have a surprise team in the Final Four. And I hope there are two or three of them, four of them.
I think one of the next best games, Mike, and you can debate on that, but it's Michigan and Texas A&M. I didn't see a lot of A&M during the year, but I was really impressed yesterday with their inside play and overall team, and it's going to be a game of contrasting styles, I think.
Yeah, Michigan has got five players who can take the ball to the basket, even the big guy, Fogner. He's a decent ball handler, and the other four guys can penetrate as well as shoot. And then what you said about A&M, I mean, they just cut the heart out of North Carolina yesterday. And after it was a 14-point game at halftime, game was over. I mean, they went to their dressing rooms in North Carolina, and their bigs knew we can't do anything with Texas A&M's bigs. And they couldn't. The game was over. It was great, and I loved it. So, yeah, Texas A&M and Michigan, I don't know how you figure that one. And good. Interesting game. I still think Michigan goes to the Final Four, but it's got serious work to do.
Do you think now that we've had a chance to digest it a little bit, or maybe it's still incomplete, but since the Big Ten had that week off, can we determine if that was good or bad for this league? It seemed to me every Big Ten team in their first game took about 4 minutes to get back into gear anyway.
That might be. I didn't see them all. Michigan had a terribly slow start against Montana.
Yeah. Down 10-0, I think.
Yeah, and I didn't see Purdue's first game. I'm trying to think. Michigan State, they played Bucknell, and they battled for a half, but Bucknell's a good team. I don't think the Big Ten's teams were all that good. I think Michigan's very good. Michigan State, if you look at who they beat this year, it's not very many good teams. They didn't have an overall great schedule, and they I think I read they beat three ranked teams. I could be wrong about that, but or three teams that were in the NCAA tournament, I should say. They won the Big Ten, but they just never really seemed to, have it together. And maybe that's the product of having so many sophomores. Freshmen. I don't know. Maybe they're just overrated. And then Ohio State, I think, played over its skis in the regular season, did a great job. But and then it played a really good team in the second round in Gonzaga. That was a good game. So I don't think Ohio State's got anything to be ashamed of. But and you still got Purdue and Michigan left, and you look, and I can see Purdue beating Texas Tech. And I can see Michigan winning a couple more times. So the Big Ten may be represented, but it's not like the Big 12 and the ACC, which still have four teams.
The big question, Mike, I think for Purdue is the loss of Isaac Haas, and it didn't hurt yesterday against Butler. But going forward, if not Texas Tech, then you got Villanova. So how much do you think his loss will hurt?
Well, I think they're still trying to figure out whether or not he can come back, but I would say that's dicey.
Yeah.
Of course. It hurt him against Butler yesterday. They struggled to beat Butler, not that that's surprising, but, they're putting a lot in the lap of their backup center. And Isaac Haas is just a really formidable college player, a senior on top of everything else who – it was a great piece to their mosaic. And so I don't see Purdue as a Final Four team without him.
On our text line, Mike, 7295 wants to ask you your thoughts on a double elimination tournament from here on out.
I'll get on that. Well, they have 4 out of 7, like the NBA, you know. I don't know.
Well, it...
I tell you, you know, the thing is, if you played the whole tournament over again this week, you'd have so many different results.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this tournament, they can say it determines the champion, but it doesn't always... the champion's not always the best team, you know. So much, I mean, that bracket is goofy. For instance, Kentucky's path, I'm not going to say it's easy because there is no such thing, but it's amazing how things have opened up for Kentucky.
Davidson, Buffalo, Kansas State right now, and then either Loyola or Nevada.
Yeah, yeah. And not to discount whoever they're going to play next, Kansas State, or if they win that, Loyola or Nevada. But they could have gotten Arizona in the second round, and they could very well have gotten beaten by Arizona. And then, of course, with Virginia taken out of, you know, a veteran disciplined team that didn't show much of either Friday night, but that was one game. I mean, Virginia played 30-some games and didn't lose too many times, and I think Virginia would have beaten Kentucky. Well, we'll never know.
No, we never will. The team I was impressed by the most over the first 4 days, their first two games, and maybe they've got it together now, was Duke. And since they've gone 2-3 zone, that thing... by the way, everyone's going to be playing 2-3 zone next year, by the way. Just letting
everybody
know.
Who do they play
next? Syracuse.
Yes.
The other 2-3 zone team. But Duke with, you know, all these guys that are 6'9 to 6'11 with all this length playing zone, like they know how to do it. That's scary.
Yeah, it is. And then, of course, you know, you're looking at lottery picks.
Right.
Syracuse, I'm not sure what they've got. They just muddy up everything so badly that they had Michigan State flustered. But and it didn't, you know, Michigan State missed its last 14 shots, too, so that helped Syracuse. I think Duke's going to beat them by 15 or 20 points. And that has got to be as good a pick as there is left in the whole thing. I mean, to me, Duke and Villanova are on a course to meet in the final. And to me, that's probably your championship game.
Yeah, in the Final Four at this point. Michael Watts joining us at 3:50 here in the program. We've had a lot of people comment here on the text line that Iowa wrestling, you know, they don't aim for third, but third wasn't bad when you got Ohio State and Penn State in front of you and as good as they were. Spencer Lee wins a championship, and Iowa with a lot of firepower coming back for next year. So, they're trending up, as they say, here the kids do anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, look, they were fourth at the Big Ten and a distant fourth. So whatever happened in the period between then and the Nationals, they righted some things. I'm not an authority on this stuff. I don't know what Penn State's got coming back. Probably, you know, 10 great wrestlers, I'm sure. But Sam Stoll, the heavyweight, made the most of his situation, and he was kind of a pinning machine there. And I'd be amazed if Marinelli doesn't win one or two national titles before he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's to stop Spencer Lee from going 4-for-4? I don't know. The show he put on was one of those deals where you just, even if you're just not even a wrestling fan, if you stop and watch, you'd say, oh, that's exciting, you know. So they're in a better place than they were a year ago. Yeah, got a ways to go. But I think that anybody who says to themselves, I'm thinking about going to see him wrestle next year, will at least have to figure they'll be entertained.
I was entertained by a text from David at Hudson in regards to North Carolina's zone. Iowa's zone doesn't look like that.
Iowa doesn't have 5 lottery guys like Duke does.
Yeah, Iowa, you know, there's an illustration of how the one game on a neutral court thing can be. Iowa played Michigan on a neutral court a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now. And pushed them to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan's won its last 11 games, And Michigan's last game was maybe its hardest game, the one that it stole against Houston. But Iowa played 45 minutes against Michigan, you know? So that was one game on a neutral court. Iowa played a nice game that day, and that's what can happen. The trick is to get to the darn tournament. Iowa State at home played Texas Tech and West Virginia and beat them both by in the 15 to 18 point range. Well, Iowa State's not a better team than those two, and those two are in the Sweet 16. But in the right circumstances, you know, college basketball, it's not like football. I mean, look, Rutgers is not going to beat Ohio State in football. Iowa is, but Rutgers is not. But you put Rutgers and Ohio State on a neutral court, well, Rutgers won two games at the Big Ten tournament.
Yep.
You know, so you can make too much into what we saw this week at the NCAAs. If Baltimore County plays Virginia 10 times, I think Virginia probably wins 9.
Probably rather easily.
But there's only one that counts.
Well, now that every Iowa men's and women's basketball team is done for the year, perfect time in Kirk Ferentz's news conference tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a spring football guy.
No?
But some people are. I'm to me, that football has one season. But, you know, every year, position battles and all that good stuff. But there's no quarterback controversy or derby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually good for some entertainment in the spring here, at least some years. And it was last year. But they know who the quarterback is. Now it's find, you know, determine who the top two running backs are and try and find yourself three starting linebackers, which I'm sure they will. But,
yeah,
you know, it's a hard replacement job for a while.
Please say you're going to the Masters this year because I think this could be. No! Oh!
Nope.
This could be the best one ever, I think, shaping up to be.
Well, nope.
Yeah, you can watch it with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Hey, it's fun, man. You got Tiger on the comeback trail. Great leaderboard yesterday. This thing could be off the charts in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a lot of things. You can be old and still be pretty good. You know, it's not like real life.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, you know, I mean, Mickelson won a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And
47.
And he's competing. And, yeah, it's like guys are coming back from the, I don't know, is Nicholas going to play this year?
No, he will not. He will not.
Well.
But
he might want to consider it.
Bob Tway will tee it up, though.
I guess Tiger wasn't still popular, huh?
Yeah, a little bit anyway. Hey, Mike, got to run. We will look for your work at thegazette.com and give him a follow on Twitter at Halas as well. And always fun talking with you, Mike. Appreciate it.
And you, see ya.
All right. Going to head to break, and as we get ready to head to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up not one, but two pair of tickets to two different winners each day this week, including right now. Colonels kicking off the season on Saturday, April 7th and Sunday, April the 8th as they take on Quad Cities. Going to take caller number six right now, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Pair of winners, colors six and seven. Kyle, get your information. We'll come back and let you know who our winners are after this.
Sports and rock and roll go together like wings and beer. Cubs and Cardinals, Hawkeyes and Cyclones. John Fogerty's center field is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The infamous disco demolition at Comiskey. Moments you can remember, like U2 at Soldier Field. It's your tailgate playlist. Sports and rock and roll. That camaraderie is alive and kicking right here in the corridor. For sports fans who love smart rock, it's Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Congratulations going out to Darren and John. Poll question real quick, Mark, kgymradio.com.
Indeed, brought to you by Emo's Highway. I'm sorry. It goes like this: How do you prefer your Sweet 16, Cinderella Field or Top Heavy?
All right, go ahead and vote. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard.